Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 102, Patrick here of CJ Evolution. Thank you for tuning in. Whatever you're doing, wherever you're at, maybe you're on the treadmill, working out, listening in your car. Thank you for the continued support. I really, really do appreciate it. Big shout out to all the first responders out there, brave men and women who keep us safe day in, day out. Thank you. It is National Law Enforcement / Police Appreciation Week. Thank you. We wouldn't have this great country that we have without the brave men and women, both armed services and first responders, without your sacrifice day in, day out. We wouldn't have it, folks. And I know millions and millions of other people feel the same way I do. So thank you once again for your service. I wanted to talk a little bit today about an accountability partner. What do I mean by that? It's just as the name implies, having somebody that is keeping you accountable for your actions and your goals and your dreams. It could be your wife. Mine is my wife. One of the biggest accountability partners is my wife. She keeps me on track, keeps me focused. She gets me a kick in the butt whenever I step out of line. Thank you to my beautiful wife, Jennifer, for being my accountability partner. Whether it's a friend with similar goals, a personal trainer or training group, these type of partners serve as confidants, motivators, or may serve as a means to keep you on track, like my wife. By arming yourself with the right people in your corner, it can help increase your level of commitment, motivation, and help you see through the tough times. And we all go through tough times, whether it's personal or professional. If you struggle to see your goals through to the end or feel like you need an extra push, here are five reasons that an accountability partner could be the secret weapon to help you accomplish your next milestone. Number one, they will be your biggest cheerleader. These type of partners are steadfast motivators. There will be days when your motivation and mental strength will be tested, and the excitement you once felt starts to wane. We are all human. Nobody's superwoman or superman. We all feel those days where we just don't want to do anything. Our motivation is in the toilet. It's on these days that your accountability partner will be your biggest cheerleader by being the one to say, yes, you can. Get up off your butt and do it. On the days when you don't feel like you can continue, they can remind you of what you have accomplished and help keep your goals in sight as you work to make them become a reality. Number two, they challenge you to make what seems impossible possible. When selecting an accountability partner, it is important to choose a person that not only knows and understands your goals, but one who will also be willing to push you out of your comfort zone. There will be many times when you feel apprehensive about taking a risk, or your limiting beliefs can cast doubt about your potential. There are the times when an accountability partner can push through the anxiety and realize that the obstacles that we perceive as mountains are merely bumps along the path. And most of the things, folks, that we worry about never come to fruition. Believe it or not, most of the things we worry about never come to pass. Number three, they will celebrate every milestone on your journey, no matter how small. During the quest to accomplish a goal, we often get caught in thinking about how far we have left to go rather than how much we have already accomplished. How often do you stop to celebrate your milestones? Your accountability partner keeps your progress in perspective by giving you a pat on the back when you need it and helps you to remember that the journey is just as important as the destination. Will you fail? Yes. But no successful person out there, folks, whether it's professionally or personally, gets to their success without failure. Failure is such an important part of the journey. But we've been conditioned throughout our lives that we can't fail. That's not the case. Any person who's successful failed their way to the top. Number four, they will make sure that your goal remains a priority. Once you have a partner or group on board to keep you accountable, think again about abandoning your goals at the first sign of trouble. In addition to their roles as motivators and cheerleaders, your accountability partner wants to see you succeed. Select this person that won't allow you to give up easily and will keep you on course. Even when you might feel distracted, you may have added comfort of knowing that you have somebody in your corner to bring you back on track. I always tell my wife, people who know me, that, you know, I don't want to be the smartest guy in the room. I want to surround myself with people who are smarter than me, who are going to push my limits, because that's how we become better. Number five, last but not least, they prove that you don't have to go it alone. One of the greatest benefits of having an accountability partner is the feeling that you will never walk your journey alone. There will always be someone in your corner to help motivate you, dispel your fears, or even give you a reality check when you need it. Working towards a goal becomes a team effort instead of a solo one, which may help you lessen the fear of the unknown. Remember that as you search for your partner, aim to find someone who will challenge, engage, and invoke a sense of accomplishment in you. It's very, very important. Seek out people that you admire and respect to help you reach higher heights. Over to you. Do you have an accountability partner right now? When you think about it, do you have somebody in your life that is pushing you to that next level, that is holding you accountable for your dreams and goals? Very, very important information, folks. If you don't have one, go get one. Remember, you are the average of the five people you associate with. If you have toxic people in your life, folks, and I know it's difficult, but sometimes they're family, you can take them in limited doses. I always say it's not about love. You can love your family, but I mean, most everybody, including myself, they have people in their lives that, you know, they might be good friends that you've grown up with, but sometimes they can be very toxic. And I have in the past too. But you want to limit those toxic people in your life. Get an accountability partner, folks. Go out, find one, vet them, make sure that they are going to push you to that next level to become the best you can, folks. With that, I'm going to go ahead and sign off, folks. I hope you've enjoyed our guest. We have many more guests coming up. I'm very excited. Recently had Jessica Rhodes on. She rocked on the show. If you don't know who she is, go out and check her book out, Interview Connections, How to Rock the Podcast, both in front and behind the mic, both sides of the mic. And for those of you who want to start a podcast, go out there and check her out. You can find her online. So if you would head over to cjevolution.net, that is the website associated with the website, I sure would appreciate it. You can rate me on iTunes. I would very much appreciate it, folks. So take care. Until the next episode, be safe. And once again, thank you for all the brave men and women who protect us every day. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.